Okay, step number six. The great Passover payoff. In the Haggadah we say, we recount the promise that Hashem made to Avraham Avinu. And he said to him, Ki ger yihye zaracha be'aretz leilahem. Your seed, your progeny, they will be strangers in a land that is not theirs. Ve'acharechein, but after, when all the suffering and the turmoil and travail is over, then yetze b'rechush gadol, then they'll be very wealthy. So the Rebbe begins his comment on this particular passage of the Haggadah by noting that there seems to be a redundancy, kefil haloshen. It says, ger yizaracha. It says that your progeny, your seed, will be strangers. So why does it have to say, be'eretz leilohem? Can you be a stranger at home? Where else can you be a stranger? But obviously there's a message that's being conveyed. And I'm going to pose it that that message is going to comprise another step forward in our Passover journey. Vahabir. So here is a context that will allow for us to understand and appreciate it. Isa b'medrash, in the 44th chapter of Bereishis Rabbah, the medrash tells us, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu shaala es Avraham Avinu. God asked Avraham, b'meh ata reitzeh. What would you like? What was his choice? Sheyerdu banecha b'gehenim, that your progeny will go down into Gehenim, feel translated as hell. Not a nice place. Oibimalchius. Or would you prefer that your progeny be enslaved by governments? So you choose. Vavraham Bochar, it was Avraham Avinu who chose. Our father chose this. He says, Yelchu begalus. I choose exile. I'll choose subjugation by Malchius, by governments, the foreign powers. Asked, how is it possible? Shavram Avinu Shahoyo Si Hateva Hachesed. How is it possible that Avram Avinu, who was the greatest paragon of kindness, the most loving person? That's Avram's essence. Avram is chesed. It's all good. It's all love. So how could Avram, the great father of love and kindness, Lemotza Limut Chusal Yisrael, he didn't remonstrate? Couldn't argue? When Hashem said he's going to destroy Sodom, Avram argues. He cajoles. He begs. It's unbelievable what he tries for these people. And they're not deserving. And the proof is that Hashem says in the end, there's nothing to talk about. Sodom's got to go. And Hashem comes to Avram Avinu. And he says to me, your children, you have two choices. They can go to hell or go to exile. So I'll tell him, okay, I'll choose exile. Like, why didn't Avram say, what? Why are my children going anywhere? Like, what is going on over here? At least argue. Put up a defense. Le'heshiv la'kadosh baruch hu. Shockingly, Avram does not respond to God and say, Ritzaynehu, you ask what I want? I mean, if you're asking, because you ask, what's ma ritzaynecha, what do you want? So what I want? Let me tell you what I want. I want shabonav le'yerdu le'il gehenim v'le'il galus. I like none of the above. How's that? They tell the story of this guy who came on the El Al plane after years of abuse, and El Al cleaned up their act, and the stewardess comes over with a big smile, and she says to him, what would you like for dinner? He says, oh, El Al gives choices now. She says, yep, you could have dinner or not. What kind of choiceless choice is this? What would you like? And Ram should say, I would like nothing. I don't like either of your options. Can I see the menu again? Gam mashmos havtocha, the intimation that's being conveyed to us, the meaning of this promise. It's like the Jewish people will go into this terrible situation, subjugation, beatings, suffering, everything you can imagine, all things bad. But don't worry, big payback, big payoff in the end. V'achach acharechein, after this, yetzu b'rechush gadol, then you'll leave with phenomenal wealth. Any muvenis is not understood. Ha'im Avram lehoyim madif levater al rechush gadol? Would Avram not be prepared to forego the wealth. Uvelvad shavonav le'yir begolus, but his children shouldn't suffer. A golus kasha, a golus which was so hard, so difficult, so mara, so painful, like the golus, the exile of Mitzrayim. Babies being ripped from their mother's bosom and thrown into the river. Babies being slaughtered. Babies being built into walls. I mean, this is the horrific, horrific stuff. So what kind of exchange is this? What kind of deal is this? They're going to suffer. They have horrible lives. Terrible, terrible, terrible anguish. But don't worry. They'll be rich when it's all over. So I'd rather not be rich. I don't want to suffer. Who says this is worth it? Though, didn't we have an option to opt out? No riches and no suffering. So the Friedrich Rebbe answered, "Sheha'inyan yuvan la'er kefal aloshen ger." This will be understood when we take a closer look at the terminology employed in the Torah. It says ger. Ger is a stranger. And it says ba'eretz le'lohem, in a land that is not theirs. Bekach ramaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avraham Avinu. In selecting these words to convey his message. So God was sending Avraham a subtle message, a subtle hint. Sha'aloi lachshish, that he should not be concerned. Lidaig, shouldn't worry, which Jewish parent doesn't worry. But he says, don't you worry. Don't worry, Shabbana v'yachol begolos. Hagolos, he said, le'lohem. It's not them. It's nothing to do with them. It's lei b'shvilam. It's not because of something they did. It's not some kind of atonement for a sin. People say, why am I suffering like this? What did I do wrong? It's not you, Bechlal. It's not because you did something. Rather, there's a destiny here. Kedei levaris anitzutzis. There are sparks of holiness. The sparks of holiness are not going to be elevated by the locals. It will need to require a situation where your children will live there and they'll suffer. It will not be pretty. It will not be easy. It will be painful. It will be difficult. But there's a purpose. In the end, those sparks will become redirected and they'll be returned to the source. So that's the idea. Your children will be in a land, they'll be strangers. Ger Yizracha. Ba'aretz, they'll be in a funny land, but it's not Lailahem. It's not because of something they did. It's nothing to do with what they did. It's not a result of what of those. Why did this happen? How could this happen to me? Why, what did I sin? It's not you. It's nothing to do with you. It's not your actions. Kadosh Baruch Hu says there's a destiny here. And the destiny is the world has to become made right, and it's not right now. And the way it happens is sometimes through galus. Echad mehamasimus haruchnius amutalus habnei Yisrael b'zman ha-galus. One of the primary responsibilities or functions, purposes, goals, missions, the essence of the Jewish people being in galus, is not simply a question of punishment, but rather it's levarer es hanitzutzis. It's to refine the sparks, to redeem, to release the sparks of holiness, hanimtzoyim ba'olam, which are embedded into the strata of creation itself. L'ha'aloysim l'mkoyrim, to elevate them, to return them to their source. L'shem kach ho'yehechrech r'bnei Yisrael yetzu me'hamitzriyim es keleim. This is why it was so important for the Jewish people to fulfill Hashem's will, Hashem's desire, Hashem's command. Go and take the wealth. Go and take all their things. I don't want their things. Leave me alone. Let me just get out of here. Person be in prison. You say, don't worry. Stay here another few weeks, but then you're going to be so wealthy. The person just get me out of here yesterday. I can't take it anymore. I'm cracking up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to the Jewish people, says, soon you're going to go. But first, you have to go and you have to borrow and you have to take, like it says in the Torah, V'shar li'ishu mishchenta, a woman who borrow from her neighbor. What's the point? If God wants to give the Jewish people riches, let him rain down riches from heaven. But that's not the point. There is no riches. It's not just about riches. How do these riches come to you? And what do you do with them is the question. In doing so, biru b'nei Yisrael v'helu asanitz sakdusha. This goes to the cuts to the core essence of the idea of tikkun olam, which has been, as you all know, appropriated or misappropriated and bastardized and twisted and turned and perverted from its true meaning. Its true meaning is to live life like a holy Jew. That's its true meaning. Its true meaning is to live life with mission and purpose. Its true meaning is to understand that each and every encounter, each and every moment, each and every frame is an opportunity for us to take the holiness, the sparks of godliness that are embedded in a strange reality, and bring them back. Redirect the situation, sublimate reality, bring the sparks home. That's what Tikkun Olam is about. And that's what this was about. In doing so, Kach biru bnei Yisrael v'helu netzitzah kedusha. This is how the Jewish people were able to elevate the sparks of holiness. Hachavuyim, which were embedded in the kli zohar, the kli chesef, in the silver, in the gold and the silver, in the smallest. Now you can imagine and understand how tragic the sin of the golden calf is. Because Baruch Hu said, take the gold. And the whole idea of taking the gold, he said, for holy purpose, they use the gold. The polar opposite, like, this is like a sin of epic proportion. It's a titanic sin. It's awful. It's not just what they did. It's the opportunity they left behind. Imagine a person would be an astronaut, and NASA invests billions of dollars to get him at a certain point. And just when he's supposed to do what he does, he decides to light up a cigarette and blow himself up. I said, well, he says, just a cigarette. Struck a match, come on. Do you understand what you're doing? Like, you were put in a position, the trust of a country was vested in your hands, you had the opportunity. It's one tiny step. You didn't just strike a match. You blew up $1 billion. You destroyed a country. That's the responsibility the Eibishter puts in our hands. That's what God expects of us. He says, I'm giving you responsibility. You're the one supposed to make this world right. And the sparks of holiness have to get elevated. No, like, this is your job. And then, when a Yid does his job, then everything fits into place. Everything falls into, all the pieces, so to speak, fall back into their destiny. La'ira Amor, but in light of all this, Yesh L'Farish, Gamas Divish Hemshech HaKosuf, we can understand also the continuation of the Pasuk. What does the Pasuk say afterwards? Va'avadum ve'inu oisam. They will enslave. They will torment. They will bring pain, anguish. Inu comes milashon oini. Ve'inu oisam. They'll make them impoverished, poor. But actually, ve'inu oisam could be read kind of reversed. B'nei Yisrael yahafchu es ha-mitzriyim le'aniyim. They will turn them into an impoverished state. They will take from them after they take all the sparks of holiness and they redeem all of that, the holiness that they possessed but didn't belong to them. The sparks that were in their domain but had to be released from their domain. They had to be brought back home. So ve'avadum, and after they serve them, ve'inu'aysam. They'll impoverish them. They'll fleece them of all those holy sparks, and then things will be as they should. Like Chazal say on the verse, they emptied Mitzrayim. The expression of our sages is they fleeced the net. These are nets that used to get put up sometimes when the tide comes in. So you have these big nets that are spread out, tide comes in, tide recedes, and the fish are stuck over there. So they emptied all those nets. Mitzrayim was like an emptied net. There was nothing left. Or kemitzuda she'im badogon. Or like a silo in which there was no grain left. And then they leave with great wealth. In other words, harachush, the wealth is not the material wealth. The wealth is not the physical gold and silver. That's not what we're talking about here. The wealth is the sparks of holiness. The wealth is redirecting the elements of divinity that became lost in all of these places that are now being brought back. That's the wealth we speak of. Hadvarim Neichachim, the Rebbe concludes this rumination on the Passover payback by reminding us this is not just history. This is, in fact, a commentary on our times. Ikar Matarosa, the real reason that we're in Golos, is Levirus Anitzutzis. The primary function is to release, redeem, redirect the sparks. V'chasha Yehudi Goylu L'mokim Esuyim, when a Yid finds himself in some distant place, U'misyageya, and he toils. He tries to live a Torah life, a spiritual life, a holy life. And he does so, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Messiah Yael HaTzlachose. And Hashem himself helps him be successful. Bebiru Kolen Itzutzis, he's enabled to redeem all the sparks that Himtzoyisham. Arehu Mevatzeas Kavona HaPnimis. And in doing so, he actually fulfills the real inner intent and purpose of the Golos. Vekach, and then, he thusly is mechenes hamakim. You prepare your place, lebias hamashiach, for the coming of Mashiach. So what's the step? The step is to understand that this is not history, this is dynamic. That the idea of avada ve'inu esam is not just about physical material slavery or physical payback. There's a far, far deeper, more important message being conveyed to us. In every situation we find ourselves, we have an opportunity to redeem and release the sparks. And Mitzias Mitzrayim, going out of Mitzrayim, is but a step in a tahalich, in a continued and ongoing reality of transformation, of redemption, of cleansing, of healing, a process that will only be completed, hopefully very soon in our days, with the coming of Mashiach. Imheira will be Amenu Amen.